He told y'all he's the biggest hater.
That's right.
Hates the way that you walk, the way that you talk. That's me with Nick Sirianni.
Yeah, I know. Me too. God, I hate that motherfucker.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Football Observatory Podcast. My name is Jeff Crisco, here with my co-host Walker Kelly and Mike Valverde. Took a week off because we went, what are we going to talk about this week? And we said, I don't know. So we're back, everybody. We're going to talk about the Super Bowl, the Super Bowl. We doing it? Have you heard of this team, the Kansas City Chiefs?
Boop.
I don't know what it is. I think they put them in, and then they figure out the other team, like, every year.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Well, I mean, it's like a pro. Don't they have to, like, get there, though?
Do they? I mean.
Well, I would imagine.
I mean, that would require the other team to get first downs on fourth down, and apparently that's not allowed.
Well, I think that there's a lot of things that are debatable. With respect to the AFC Championship game, the thing that I would say is not debatable is that the Chiefs played better in the big moments than the Bills did. And I think that's the biggest reason they won.
Well, that's what always happens with the Chiefs. So let's start there. The AFC Championship game that got us here. Chiefs 32, Bills 29. Forgot to ask. Walker, how you doing?
I'm fine. I wish it was the Lions. If we weren't so hurt, it would have been the Lions, and it makes me sad, but, you know, it's okay.
Well, Mike wishes it was the Colts, and I wish it was the Niners, so.
True, but you guys had a lot less heartbreaking of a season than I did, no offense.
That's true.
Jeff's was second worst because of the injuries, as well as he understood that part of it with his offense compared to our defense.
Yeah.
And then Mike,
I don't know, man.
I don't know where they're going, dude. It's like they gotta figure something out. I don't know what it is, though.
Quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they signed Sam Darnold.
Maybe.
Hear me out. Indianapolis Colts legend, Aaron Rodgers.
That makes sense.
I did think about the fact that they definitely are the most likely team based on past history to go with Kirk Cousins.
Oh,
yeah, that would make sense, too.
Yeah, a guy over 35 that's like the 18th best quarterback in the league. That's the Colts music, baby.
Oh, yep. Yeah, absolutely. And honestly, with as bad as the rest of the AFC South is going to be, because I don't think the Jags are going to immediately go 10 wins and the Titans are still going to be pretty bad. The Colts could make the playoffs with Kirk Cousins at quarterback.
I mean, if they could. They definitely could, because he'll get the ball to Pittman and Downs and
well, Pierce is a free agent, I think.
No, the big beautiful boy. That's right, my 2025 breakout, AD Mitchell.
Oh my god, my priors.
So Mike, how are you doing today, bud?
I'm doing good. Been watching a lot of the Academy Award movies. So trying to watch them all and see what this year, man, I tell you, they're not all that great. I tell you,
really?
Have you watched Emilia Perez yet?
Yes, I did. I actually watched that yesterday.
How bad?
It's not bad. It's okay. It's not okay. Yeah, it's not worthy of 13 Academy Awards like it's listed for.
Yeah.
But it's entertaining. It's okay.
Yeah, I've watched a lot of movies that I was entertained by, but they were bad and not worthy of even one Academy Award.
Oh yeah, I was talking to my dad about one of those today. Have either of you guys seen the Gentleman, Guy Ritchie movie?
The Gentleman. No. I can't say that I have.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty convoluted and dumb, and it's got Guy Ritchie movie accents and stuff in it. But, you know, I think it's a good, entertaining movie.
A bunch of oi bruvs.
Yeah, basically. I mean, you got McConaughey in there. He's not doing a British accent, though.
I was going to say, a McConaughey oi bruv? I'm listening.
Yeah, that would be really funny. You got Hunnam. You got Hugh Grant. You got Colin Farrell.
Oh, yeah. Those are some prime oi bruvs.
Yeah, yeah, it's good stuff. You have English rapper Bugsy Malone is in a fairly prominent role. He does fine.
All right. Well, I've been watching, if we're talking about what we've been watching in lieu of football.
Yes.
My friend Denny, Walker knows. Walker once texted me, is at Denny's handle, your wife.
What?
You asked me that one time. You're like, is on Twitter, I'm not going to say what it is, her handle, but you're like, is that your wife's handle? I was like, no, that's my friend. You texted me that one time.
Oh, Denise. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. But she recommended to me Trauma Zone. It bangs, dude. It's a Adam Curtis documentary.
Okay.
About the fall of the Soviet Union and the rise of like the oligarchic like corruption there. It's a 7-part series.
Damn, that's a lot of parts.
Yeah, it's 7 parts, but there's no narration. There's no narration. It's literally all footage from like everyday Soviet/Russian folks. BBC crews followed them around, and then like the big events that happened. And the only thing that ties it together is just like text on the screen. It's just like, you know, it'll be like this date, like the Chernobyl explosion. And there'll be a bunch of stuff about Chernobyl. It is incredible.
I mean, it sounds interesting, certainly.
Uh-huh. I was wrapped. So, all right.
this guy was wrapped.
I texted her back, call me a Christmas present, because I was wrapped after I watched it. All right.
Did you actually do that?
I did.
That's good stuff. I respect it.
I'm a series of bits, Walker. We talk.
That takes gumption, folks.
All right, let's talk about football, shall we? So we're going to start. We alluded to it. The AFC Championship game. Bills lost to the Chiefs. Thing we've done with every team, even though it happened 2 weeks ago. We're not going to recap the game. We're going to talk about what do the Bills need to take the next step. And Walker, we'll start with you.
More depth on defense, especially the back seven. They've got two good linebackers in Milano and Bernard, but nobody else. And they need depth there. They need depth at corner because Christian Benford's good, but beyond that, they don't have a whole lot. Their safety depth is not very good. Taylor Rapp was out for this game. Cole Bishop came in and wasn't great. Damar Hamlin is also not great. So they need like either a stud safety or another good linebacker, I think.
Okay. Mike, what do you think?
I definitely agree with Walker. I would also look at wide receiver because it's just a hodgepodge of guys. There's really, they brought in Amari Cooper hoping that he would bring his output capabilities, but he was nowhere to be seen. And Keon Coleman really didn't develop. Khalil Shakir had a okay season, pretty solid, but I don't think he's the number one. And therefore, it's just more of just a bunch of guys instead of someone who's really standing out and performing to top tier capability.
Yeah, I agree with both of you. I think some more in the secondary, whether it be a corner or a safety, just something to shore that up because the Chiefs kind of did whatever they wanted throwing the ball. And they scored 32 points after not scoring 30 all season, which is a huge condemnation of the defense. But then at the same, on the flip side of that token, the game's coming down the line. Like you're asking yourself, who's Josh Allen throwing to?
Yeah, he threw a couple clutch passes to Mac Hollins, who's on a 1-year deal and has never been very good.
And is gonna cut his foot open and die of sepsis.
He's walking around barefoot like an asshole.
Yeah.
Putting peanut M&Ms in his water like an asshole. Unbelievable, this guy. But regardless,
Walker, if you could use one word to describe Mac Hollins, what would it be?
Cool. He's really cool. Love that guy. He's definitely not Gardner Minshew, personified.
Oh my God, he is. He's wide receiver Gardner Minshew.
Yes, he is. Oh, isn't he so quirky? No, he's just an idiot. I'm sorry.
Who's running back Gardner Minshew?
Oh God, I have no idea, to be honest with you.
Is it Arian Foster?
Well, he has some bad ideas, but he's retired, so I don't think.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah, I know he's retired. Let's see.
But yeah, he does a Barstool podcast, and he's like into crypto, I think.
Oh, God, Arian Foster, come back to us.
But he's, like, also sort of leftist on some things. It's very odd. He's, like, a, I don't know.
He's
libertarian-ish.
He's football's Joe Rogan. He just believes whatever the last person told him.
Yeah, pretty much. That's pretty much true. Anyway, yeah, on receiver, yeah, Matt Collins, Khalil Shakir, again, Mike, absolutely correct. He's at best a wide receiver, too. We saw, you know, the last play where Allen threw up a heave and Dalton Kincaid had his hands on it with nobody around him and he dropped it. It was, you know, it wasn't the easiest catch in the world, but I think that a first round pick tight end should probably make that catch.
Have we considered that Dalton Kincaid is not that good?
I've been considering that powerfully for about 2 years.
We've all been strongly considering that.
Yes. Yeah. Right at the forefront of my mind is how Dalton Kincaid has always been a bust because he never should have gone that high. They need an alpha, like, again, like Mike said. And at the back end of the first round, I don't really know if you're going to find one. So, I don't know. Maybe they try to make T. Higgins work or something, or they make a trade. Maybe they try to get Devontae Adams. I don't know. But I think they need to figure out how to get a target, like a target monster on the outside.
They need a real Stephon Diggs type.
Yeah, unfortunately, they can't bring Stephon Diggs back because he tore his ACL.
Yeah, also because he hates them and they hate him.
Yeah.
Also, I'm looking at this running backs list. I cannot tell you anything about any of these guys unless they suck or are really cool. So I don't know if there's like no like weird, just like straight up weird guy.
Yeah, I don't know of any active running backs that have like crazy opinions about things. I feel like running backs don't usually get asked what their opinions are on things.
Well, if he wasn't so endearing, I realized that who Gardner Minshew / Matt Collins would be, but he's very endearing and we all love him.
Well, a tight end, I think it's your boy, unfortunately.
I do think it's my boy, unfortunately. That's the downside. But Jamal Williams.
Oh, Jamal Williams is kind of Reddit, yeah.
Yeah, he's very Reddit.
That's fair. Yeah, I like Jamal Williams, and I think he's a decent guy. But yeah, he's like weird in a slightly off-putting way. Yeah.
Yeah. So all right, we figured out the important stuff. So let's talk about the NFC Championship game. So Eagles won. Obviously, they're going to the Super Bowl. The Commanders, what they need next year to take the next step is to hold on to the damn football. I mean, they do be fumbling it. So Jaden Daniels had a pick and then they had three lost fumbles in this game. So four turnovers compared to zero for the Eagles. And that's why they won 55-23. I think what they need to take the next step is they need another weapon opposite Terry McLaurin. I mean, this game was the Zach Ertz game was what this was. And you can't win with the Zach Ertz game.
Well, and Zach Ertz is a free agent, too. So yeah. They might not even have him next year. He might retire as well.
You know, I wonder who might replace him.
Could it be Ben Sinnott?
Could it be the receiver of a trick play? Ben Sinnott?
That's true. That was a good fake punt because it was the most obvious situation for a fake punt ever. And they still did it right. I was pretty impressed by that.
I always miss fake punts because I time it wrong where I'm like, oh, it's fourth down. I got it. Let me go run to grab something really quick before the thing starts. And then I came back. I was like, why do the Commanders still have the ball?
Oh, Ben Sinnott caught a pass from the punter. That's why.
Yeah. And so I rewound and I was like, oh, yeah, baby. I am the Sinnott. Let's go.
But I saw on their that Ertz is a free agent. And then basically every receiver on their roster except for McLaurin and Luke McCaffrey is a free agent. De'Ami Brown, Olamide Zaccheaus, Jamison Crowder, they're all free agents. So
Jamison Crowder will always spiritually be a Commander.
That's true. I mean, I guess maybe McCaffrey can be your wide receiver three next year. But you need a wide receiver two desperately. You know, I would say that they're probably their first two picks should be, this draft is good with edge rushers. Mm-hmm. So it should be one of those and a receiver.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense because that would be. I mean, their rush was pretty good, but they don't have like an alpha.
They have,
rusher, yeah.
And Dante Fowler's a free agent.
I kind of feel like a guy like Fowler, who kind of bounced around the league and then found success, that's the kind of guy you bring back for like $8 million a year.
I would try to.
Yeah.
You never know with a pass rusher who has had success in the past, had success this year. Mm-hmm. You never know what they could get on the open market.
That's true. Alrighty. So, Mike, what do you think? What do the Commanders need to take the next step next year?
They need a better offensive line. That offensive line was not very good. They gave up 50 sacks, which is, as we all know, quite a bit. And then when you consider the fact that Jaden Daniels is, you know, as mobile as he is, and they still give up 50 sacks, it's pretty a pressing need. So I would overhaul that offensive line and try to replace as many bad parts as possible.
Yeah, I think they have some good parts. They have Tyler Badass. They have Cosme.
Cosme being out really hurt them a lot.
Yeah.
Because he was probably the best player on that offensive line this year.
But to Mike's point, they gave up 50 sacks this year, and then they didn't have Sam Cosme in this game.
Right.
Their best part. So.
No, Brandon Coleman at left tackle is probably the long-term answer. He's solid, but, you know, he still gives up too many pressures. Allegretti at left guard is fine. Andrew Wiley at right tackle is fine. Biotis is like above average. Cosme's good, but again, when they just don't have any depth is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like first round, maybe they don't go offensive line, but day two, I feel like they got to have an offensive lineman at some point.
Yeah. Let's see what their draft picks look like. Oh, man. Cause if they have 2 third rounders, they should probably double tap offensive linemen.
Yeah. Maybe a tackle and a guard.
Yeah. Let's see what they have. Let's see. They have, all right, Milo's going crazy. If anybody hears that. All right.
What's up,
ooh.
Dude?
2025 NFL mock draft. Commanders trade for Myles Garrett. That's a fun thing that's just going to keep going round and round. Ooh, so they have first, second, third, fifth, seventh, seventh, seventh.
Wow. Yeah, I think either that second rounder or that third rounder needs to be an offensive lineman.
So we're going edge rush, receiver, offensive lineman.
Yep, that's right. You're going edge rusher. You're going who's going to be available down there? Probably like one of the Texas A&M guys. Then your receiver in the second round, they're probably going to pick somebody who sucks because most of those guys are not good. Like Trey Harris is not good. Isaiah Bond's not good. I don't know. Maybe they take the other Texas receiver, Golden. And then, yeah, your offensive line and your depth in the third round, I feel like is going to be pretty good. Like, it's not an amazing offensive line class, but it's better than it's been in a while.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm going to be honest. I don't know jack squat. I got to start scouting a first round offensive lineman, but then that's all I know. I'll need to know about, I think.
Yeah. Well, because of the Niners, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Niners are either going to take an O lineman or a corner, I feel like.
Yeah, I don't know about corner. I feel like they need an alignment more than they need a corner.
Well, I just think because Mooney is going to leave.
Yeah, Mooney's leaving. Shout out to Mooney Ward. No hate. He says he will never resign with the 49ers, but I fully understand why.
Yep.
But like Renardo Green is.
He's all right.
He's all right. And then why am I blanking on his name?
Oh, Lenore.
Oh, Commandant Lenore, yeah. So I think that they we're not talking about the Niners. We're not.
I
started to take Walker's bait, but I'm gonna let it go.
My bad. Right. My bad.
All right. But yeah, I think we all agree. Commanders, some mix of receiver, offensive line, and edge rush sounds pretty good to me. So. All right, let's talk about the sports ball happening tomorrow. So the Superb Owl, folks. Let's see. We've got it. Let's see. Apparently the Chiefs and Eagles are playing. Pretty good teams, I would say. This one is going to be on at 3:30 on Fox tomorrow. There it is. I was stalling because I couldn't find my over under in my copious notes. So it is a 48.5-point over under. Chiefs 1.5-point favorites. So there we go. This one has Chiefs as a 1-point favorite, so literally a pick 'em. So do we want to pick our score and winner first or last? I will put that to both of you to decide.
Mm, Last.
Last?
Last sounds good.
All right. So what we decided we're going to do is we're going to talk some prop bets for this one. That's how we're going to talk about it. Don't worry. It's not going to be like the last Super Bowl, the worst episode of our podcast ever. I still think about it.
What happened?
I just
then?
Like I printed off the because I didn't want to think about it because I was too panicked. So I just printed off the prop bet sheet.
Oh,
yeah. I was just like picking them at random. Bad episode. I still think about it.
Whoops.
If you wonder how we worry about the product, I still think about that episode. So, all right. Let's start. I'm going to start with kind of a pretty straightforward one, and I think it's going to set a lot of the tone and the tenor to the entire game. So I've got, and this was a bet I found on DraftKings. It's one of their like specialty bets.
Yeah, that's where I got all three of mine from too.
Yeah, so it's a plus 275 bet. So bet 100, win 275. Mahomes plus Hurts, 7 total rushing plus passing touchdowns combined.
Will they?
I don't think so.
Mike, what do you think?
7.5.
No, just 7. 7 combined rushing plus passing touchdowns.
Oh, combined.
Will they reach that number?
No, I don't think so.
Wow, we have a consensus on this. I have some numbers with it, which is both of these teams love to sit on the football. Eagles are first in the league in time to snap or in time of possession. Chiefs are 13th in the league in time of possession. Both of these teams are in the bottom half of the league in time to snap. So they both snap with less than 10 seconds left on the play clock on average. And they both are they both run a ton of plays per game. So Philly runs 65 plays per game. The Chiefs run 63.4 because they kind of just like chunk it down the field. Mm-hmm. The only thing I think that changes that is Saquon Barkley. Like, but that doesn't play into the Hurts plus Mahomes total touchdowns. And then their yards per play, they're both somewhat methodical. They're both Chiefs are 5.1 yards per play. Eagles are 5.7. So pretty unexplosive. Again, controlling for Saquon Barkley. Not huge plays. And I think with an injured A.J. Brown, I don't think we're going to see a big play there. We'll get into the Xavier Worthy of it all in a minute in another one of my prop bets. But we're all in agreement. I think we all say fewer than 7 rushing plus passing touchdowns combined for Mahomes and Hurts. So we would not be taking that bet.
No.
Decline. All right. We'll go. Mike, we'll let you go next for your prop bet, your first prop bet.
My first prop bet is will there be an octopus?
Ooh. So for the folks at home, that's a touchdown plus a 2-point conversion by the same player.
By the same player, absolutely. Yeah. I never heard of that before until I looked into prop bets.
And yeah.
What the hell is an octopus? And as you gave it, Jeff, that's exactly what it is. 9 NFL players completed an octopus in 2024 or 25 season. And Hurts did it and became the first player in Super Bowl history to do it when he rushed for a touchdown. And then obviously a little sneak in 2-point conversion in Super Bowl 57 2 years ago. So yes or no, will there be an octopus?
I think Jalen Hurts does it again. Cause I'm thinking about who would pull off the octopus. And I only have 2 players in this game that I think would do it. Hurts and Saquon. Because the Chiefs are all about spreading it around, you know, I almost said misinformation, misdirection. They're about misinformation too. I don't know. So it wouldn't be a player on the Chiefs, and I don't think that it's going to be like Dallas Goedert or one of the receivers. So either Hurts or Saquon, and I think that Spags right now is doing lines and figuring out all the ways he's going to stop Saquon Barkley, or at least try to. So I think it'll be Jalen Hurts will do it again.
Wow. I would not be sent. I don't think there's going to be an octopus. No, I think that seems unlikely.
Would I put money on it? No, but would I yap on a podcast about it? Absolutely.
Oh, well, all right then. Fine. You know, I forgot about the content of it all.
Yeah. So podcast yapping. So Mike, what do you think? Are we getting an octopus?
Yeah, I agree. I think there will be. I think Jalen Hurts is definitely in is going to do it again. Absolutely.
Yeah, so we've got Walker hating fun. Yep.
That's all right. I'm trying to help you save your money.
Mike and I saying, hey, what's the worst that could happen?
You lose your money.
You lose your money. All right, Walker, what is your next prop bet? Or your first prop bet?
So this one, this is a little bit more ambitious than my other main one. It's plus 200.
Okay.
Patrick Mahomes to throw two or more touchdown passes in any quarter.
Yes, he will throw two touchdown passes in the third quarter.
Right. See, Mike, what do you think first?
I don't think so. I think two is probably going to be his most all game. So those are going to come in separate quarters.
Ooh.
Fair. All right. Yeah, I like it just because I feel like Mahomes kind of he goes on like heater drives sometimes, heater quarters where he'll go like 11 for 13 for 120 yards and two touchdowns in the third quarter, like Jeff said, or something like that, or even the second quarter. You know, they love to do that double tap around the halftime. If they could do that, then you've got multiple opportunities where if he threw three touchdowns in the game, he could have two in one quarter. And I feel like the odds are solid. But yeah, this one is definitely a little bit more risky, I would say.
Is Jeff on mute?
Yeah, Jeff's on mute.
Jeff's on mute. Sorry, Jeff's on mute because I've been eating these truffle mini popcorn things. They're very good. Anyways, to Mike's point, I would take under 2.5 passing touchdowns from Mahomes. I think they're just going to do the double. They're just going to get him out of the way all at once, and then it's going to be a lot of Pacheco and Kareem Hunt rushing around the edges. Because, spoiler, I have the Chiefs scoring four touchdowns. So two passing, two rushing is what I think is going to happen.
Okay, fair.
Oh.
So,
all right.
Yeah, yes for Walker, no for Jeff and Mike.
Wait, for two in the same quarter?
Yeah. Or did you say yes? Oh, Jeff said yes. Okay.
I said two in the third quarter.
Success for Walker.
Success for Walker. All right. So this next one, it's not a parlay, but I did find this on DraftKings, okay? I would play both of these. Negative 20,000 odds that Patrick Mahomes gets one passing touchdown, and negative 20,000 that Saquon Barkley gets one rushing touchdown. So what you're going to do is you're going to take out a loan, okay?
Take out a loan.
Put down 10K on each of these. Baby, you're walking away with 50 bucks. That's not my actual second one. Hold on. My second one is one that I built, actually.
Okay.
I manually calculated the combined odds of these. I didn't do a parlay. I did the individual odds because I don't know what the parlay would be. So we've got, again, from DraftKings, which one of these sides would you take? And yes, I almost said Draft Queens.
Okay? I thought you almost said Draft Queens.
Draft Queens. Draft Queens. Where are all our Draft Queens at? Huh?
That's right. I mean, shout out to Lindell.
Yeah.
Shout out to Kelly. Shout out to Cooter.
That's right. Shout out to all the Draft Queens out there.
That's right.
All right. And, okay. So, Saquon Barkley is for 120 rushing yards. Okay. It's plus 119.
Okay.
Okay. That bet or Kelsey getting over 60 yards and Worthy getting over 70 yards, which are minus 126 and plus 153 for a combined plus 127. So pretty much the same odds. Which one are you taking?
I guess I'd probably take the Saquon bet just because it's only one guy instead of two. But honestly, I don't feel great about either of them.
They are rough. They're rough ones.
Yeah, I feel like that's a lot of – it's a high, really high bar for Saquon. Mm-hmm. And I don't see Kelsey being, like, explosive. I feel like it's going to be a lot of, like, 6-yard, 8-yard catches, and there's a good chance he doesn't hit 60 yards because of that.
Yeah, so there were two tight ends this year that they allowed over 60 receiving yards to, and they both had lines that I think you could see Travis Kelce having in the Super Bowl. Mark Andrews, 6 for 67.
Mm-hmm.
And the man, the myth, Mike Gesicki, 7 for 73.
Wow.
So those are both lines like that would fit within Walker's, you know, idea of Travis Kelce in this game, just with more volume. So, Mike, again, let me rerun this back. Saquon over 120 yards or Travis Kelce to get 60 yards and Xavier Worthy to get 70 yards.
Ooh. I think I'm going to have to go with Saquon. It's just too difficult for those two to get both to get the, hit that mark, I think. I could do with one, but not with both. So I'm going to go more safe and go Saquon.
All right. Just some stats that I pulled out. Over the last 2 years, two, including the playoffs, two running backs had over 100 rushing yards against the Chiefs. Can you name them?
Against the Chiefs.
Over the last two seasons, two running backs have had over 100 rushing yards, including playoffs.
Oh, my God. It's going to be some stupid shit like Javonte Williams.
Not Javonte Williams, but it is some stupid shit.
I figured based on how you're talking. Do you have any guesses, Mike?
No clue.
Okay. Amir Abdullah?
Closer.
Okay. Zamir White?
Correct. Mike, can you get the other one?
Two weirdos, huh? No, I can't think of one.
Second guy, not a weirdo. But the fact that these two guys both did it is really fucking weird. In 2023, I'm just going to give the answer. In 2023, two players had 100 rushing yards against the Kansas City Chiefs. They were both Las Vegas Raiders.
Oh, so it was Josh
Jacobs.
Samir
White and Josh Jacobs.
That's great.
In different games. So outside of the Raiders, they have not given up a 100-yard receiver over the last two seasons.
Rusher, you mean?
Rusher.
Rusher. Yes, I'm sorry. Rusher. So that's rough. But also, the Philly defense, I mentioned the tight end lines. There were only three receivers after week five to get over 100 yards or to get over 60 yards against them. 70 yards. I can't talk. To get over 70 yards against them.
I mean,
Cooper Kupp.
Okay.
Adam Thielen.
Okay.
And Zay Flowers.
Okay. If for a second there, I thought it was going to be all white plays.
Yeah. Cooper Kupp, Adam Thielen, and Ricky Pearsall?
Excuse Ricky me? Pearsall. did those two teams even play this season?
The Eagles? No.
No.
I would have been very angry because I knew the Niners would lose to them.
Yeah.
No. So it's two, like, difficult things. I would probably take the Kelce and Worthy side. Because I think Saquon's going to – I think they're going to contain Saquon a little bit. There's only so much you can do to contain Saquon.
Right.
So I think they're going to change the game plan a little bit to maybe do a little bit more in the passing game with Saquon. Because that's a part of his game they didn't really use this year. But I still think that they're going to kind of like figure it out. Because he's the crux of the offense. Mm-hmm. He's the crux of the offense. It's not Jalen Hurts. It's not either of the wide receivers. It's Saquon Barkley. So he's one of those guys that you have to get going. So if they're stagnating the run game, I think they're going to pass the ball to him. I almost made this 130 total yards to Saquon, which had very similar odds. And then I realized I would definitely take that because I think he's going to get like 30, 40 receiving yards, but he's going to get like 90, 95 rushing yards. It's going to be a lot like Christian McCaffrey last year, where they ended up throwing the ball to him and stuff like that. And Christian McCaffrey ended up with, I think, 93 rushing yards in the Super Bowl. So I feel like a game a lot like that is in the cards for Saquon Barkley. So I would take the Kelce and Worthy side, honestly, because the Chiefs just figure it out. They figure it out. And Worthy has, in the playoffs, averaged 69 yards per game. Nice. And Kelce has averaged 68 yards per game. So they're doing the Chiefs are doing the stupid Lakers thing where they just flip the switch. Turn it on. The old Lakers teams where they would just like sleepwalk through the regular season. And then in the playoffs, they're like, hey, guess what? We're back at the Super Bowl, baby. They've reached that annoying part of their arc. So, all right, let's go to Mike again for your second prop bet.
So this is sort of a tag team deal kind of situation. Kareem Hunt and Isaiah Pacheco to combine for 3+ touchdowns.
I almost did a combined Kareem Hunt and Isaiah Pacheco thing, but I'm going to say no, because the passing touchdowns are going to be to Travis Kelce, Juju for some reason.
Yeah.
And then the two rushing touchdowns are going to be one to each of them, Hunt and Pacheco. So I can't go to 3.
I also won't be going to 3. No, I think the Chiefs probably score something in the 27 point range in this game. And even if that's 4 touchdowns, yeah, I don't see 3 of them being running backs.
Yeah.
What are the odds on that?
They're saying 800.
Yeah, that's fair. It's not a bad bet, honestly. I mean, the odds are high. So, but yeah, it seems like a lot of touchdowns for those running backs.
Yeah, yeah. It feels like a ton. It feels like a lot. I mean, it would be awesome. It would be cool if Isaiah Pacheco scored all 3 and Kareem Hunt did nothing.
That would be very cool.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, remember how Kareem Hunt like got kicked off the Chiefs for like all the domestic abuse stuff?
Yeah.
I was listening to Heed the Call and they just kind of like glossed over this, but James Palmer said that it was because he was glazing Andy Reid. He was talking about how Andy Reid won't lie to you and he'll have your back unless you lie to him. And he said that's why Kareem Hunt was cut.
Because he lied to him?
Because he lied to him. It had nothing to do with domestic abuse.
Wow. Jeez.
People are like, oh, you just hate the Chiefs because you hate greatness. No, it's because they're a dog shit organization that has found success.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'll fight him. I'll never have a single odious character on the 49ers. Cut to Nick Bosa in the MAGA hat. All right. How mad do you think Nick Bosa is that they didn't make the Super Bowl?
Because
Trump's going to be there.
Right?
Trump's going to be there going up against a black quarterback. Nick Bosa, 12 sacks.
12 sacks, baby.
All right. Has everybody done their 2?
No, I have not.
Oh, it's Walker's. Walker, you have your second one.
This is a total game sacks under 4.5 at +120 odds.
Under 4.5?
Yes.
I'm not taking those odds. We saw Jalen Hurts take a safety, and the Chiefs offensive line, while much better this year, I think that like Jalen Carter has an actual chance to win Super Bowl MVP.
I guess.
Well, I mean, it's the sort of thing where if the Eagles win, I feel like they're going to like destroy Mahomes, like 4 sacks on Mahomes himself.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like with these quarter, you know, Philly's offensive line's good. KC's is okay. Both quarterbacks, I understand, are still dealing with injuries, but both quarterbacks are pretty mobile, have decent enough pocket presence to be able to avoid sacks. Neither team really throws it down the field a whole lot. It's more quick stuff. Mahomes, I feel like, just isn't going to get sacked much because I don't think he'll let himself. I think he'll just throw it away or dump it for 2 yards. Hurts, I feel like, he holds the ball forever, but Philly's offensive line is good enough that he's really allowed to most of the time. So I just feel like 4.5, I don't see either team giving up more than 2.
Okay. And that's last week, last game, they each had 2 sacks. Mahomes was sacked twice. Hurts was sacked twice. We talked before last week's game about how Mahomes was getting got sacked, I think, three times or four times the game before.
Yes.
So that's kind of where my Jalen Carter could win Super Bowl MVP thing came from, where he could wreck the game. But I don't know. I feel like it's going to be like five. So I'm not like super like bullish on the over, but I would probably take the over. Couple things, just to that point, the Chiefs have the, eighth best pass block win rate, and the Eagles have the eighth best, pass rush win rate in the NFL. Again, not a perfect statistic, just kind of, it's ordinally correct or directionally correct, even if it's not ordinally correct. And then on the flip side for the, pass block win rate, the Chiefs are, the Eagles are 6th and the Chiefs are 19th. So Eagles pass block versus the Chiefs pass rush is a huge win for the Eagles. But both offensive lines are top 10 in both pass block win rate and run block win rate. So we've got two good lines. So
two good lines. That's what I am snorting.
That's right, folks. That's right, folks. That's what's powering the Doge, is just a series of two good lines. Do you snort ketamine? Can you snort ketamine?
I have no idea.
I'm wondering if Elon's doing a nostril apiece. He's got two lines. He's just doing coke on one and ketamine on the other at the same time.
Why not?
Hopefully his heart explodes.
That would be great.
That would be awesome. Sorry to everybody who likes the Boer Nazi out there, but sound off in the comments if you do like the Boer Nazi, so I can block you on everything.
That's correct.
All right. So those are the prop bets. I have some other ones. Walker, you said you have a silly one. So will there be a flea flicker in this game? No, -380. Yes, +280.
No.
No.
Yes. it's going to be Saquon to Jalen Hurts to Devonta Smith for like 18 yards.
I could see that, like a lion style flea flicker where it's just for a crossing route.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just a normal play. It just happens to have two bitches.
It's like, I realize a lot of stuff that happens on Lions plays is very normal in front of the line of scrimmage and just chaos behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, it's all window dressing. It's just like, oh yeah, Amon-Ra ran an out route for 16 yards, but there was like three different things going on in the backfield, and Penei Sewell ran around the formation for some reason.
Yeah, it was like a double reverse so Dave Montgomery could throw a slant route to Amon-Ra St. Brown. It's like, cool, thanks guys.
Yeah, awesome. I mean, that sweet, we got the first down. I'll take it.
Yeah, all right. So Mike, what did you say, yes or no? You said no on the flea flicker.
Yeah, no on the flea flicker.
I said yes. We kind of already talked about this. Successful two-point conversion, yes +260, no -350. So, Mike, I promise I didn't steal your octopus thing. It's right here in the notes. So I'm going yes, because I said Jalen Hurts is going to do it.
Yes, Jalen Hurts.
No.
All right, largest lead, over, under 13.5 points.
Under.
Under.
I agree. 2025 first for number one overall pick. Cam Ward +100, Abdul Carter +200, Travis Hunter +275.
Cam Ward.
I'm going off the board, Shedeur Sanders.
Shedeur Sanders +600. That was on there too.
Boom. There we go. All right.
I'm going Travis Hunter +275, because that's kind of a dumb thing that the Titans would try to make work at number one.
Interesting.
They're a dumb franchise, folks. All right. So that's all I I have one more prop bet. Because I had a contingency prop bet, but you guys didn't take any of the ones that I had.
Yeah, that was kind of what mine was for too, but I have any kick to hit the uprights.
Ooh.
No, that's fun.
And it's +550. So I think technically if it's any kick to hit the uprights, a kickoff should also count.
And it's in a dome, so they're not going to be fighting conditions.
Right. But I feel like if a guy misses a field goal in a dome, it's usually closer, so there's a better chance it hits the upright.
Does the crossbar count?
I think so, but
we're getting a crossbar doink, baby. Let's go.
Crossbar doink. Interesting.
Harrison Butker crossbar doink. And then they play one of those Jesus AI commercials from last year.
Yeah, great. Perfect. Yeah, everything's going really well.
Mike, are we getting a doink? Are we hitting the goalpost?
We're getting a double doink.
Damn, Chicago Bears style.
Check this out. Have you considered this? Triple doink.
Triple doink. Both, every upright, all three of them.
Bing, bing, bing. And then it goes in.
Bing, bing, bing. Yes. Yeah, that would be perfect. God.
And have you considered a seven doink? It goes bing, bop, boom, bop.
Oh, okay. Bop, bing.
All right. So, Walker, what song does Kendrick start with?
What song does he start with? That's tough.
Mike, sorry, you're not part of this discussion. You can be as much a part of this discussion as you'd like, but I don't think that's much.
I'm going to say TV off.
I think he ends with TV off.
See, I think he ends with Not Like Us.
I think, because I don't think they're going to let him do all of Not Like Us.
No, as much as he
would like to. So I think he's got to cut off, and I think he's going to cut off into Mustard, yelling Mustard.
Oh, that's possible. Yeah.
He does the second half of TV off, because TV off is two beats.
Yes.
So he just does the second half of TV off.
Oh.
And then he could have what? Yeah. And then he could have what's it, Lefty Gunplay? Insane name.
Yeah, really, really weird name. But,
I think he starts with All the Stars.
Oh, Mike. Mike comes in, coming in hot. Mike said a Kendrick Lamar song.
Yes, score.
Episode title, Mike said a Kendrick Lamar song.
I think your theory on TV off has made me rethink my position. I like that theory.
Yeah.
Maybe Euphoria.
See, I think he hits a beef part in the middle.
Yeah, maybe Euphoria and Not Like Us. I mean, with SZA being there, he could just start right off with a SZA collab song.
Like Mike said, he could start with All the Stars.
It'd be really
funny
if Mike was right. That would be awesome.
I think Squabble Up is a good one.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it has the beginning.
I'm a star, Giza. Life goes on.
Because it has the... My babies.
Yeah.
And
God
that's
knows I am
reincarnated. But yeah. Again, that would be a good one into like his like insane hater era start, because he could do like Mad City or like Humble or something, which I can't remember.
DNA.
Do we remember what he did? I don't probably should have looked this up. What he did when he was with Dr. Dre.
I don't remember.
But if I look up Kendrick halftime, I'm not going to find that information.
No, you're not going to find that. No.
So, all right. Mike said a Kendrick Lamar song. So, successful part of the podcast. So,
there we go.
All right. Official predictions for this one. My official prediction is I will eat too many chicken wings. And I will be very happy with it. But less chicken wings than my buddy Joe ate last year. Because he tried to eat 49 chicken wings.
49?
Joe Biden.
Yeah, my friend Joe Biden. My friend Joe Berg.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. But he tried to eat 49 chicken wings and only got to like 40 and then failed to reach it. And so I continue to blame the Super Bowl loss on him.
That is weak shit.
That is weak shit. Because what happened?
You say you're going to eat 49 wings, you eat 49
wings. Eat them all. Because
in the NFC Championship game, because he went to the game with me, he got so much food at halftime to eat his feelings. And he's like, as long as I'm eating, the Niners are going to win.
Jesus Christ. What an idiot. We're all so stupid.
Football makes us all very stupid. All right. So official predictions. Walker, we'll start with
God.
You.
27-23, Kansas City.
27-23 Kansas City. Mike.
30-21 Kansas City.
Ooh. What was yours again, Walker? Sorry, I'm writing these down. 27-23 KC. Uh-oh, we're going to end up in a Chiefs highlight reel, or in an Eagles highlight reel if they win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, because they're for sure going to hear this.
Because I'm going... Oh, Nick Sirianni listens.
You yeah.
fucker. You piece of shit. You motherfucker. I fucking hate you, Nick Sirianni. Should I make another actionable threat for the Super Bowl like I did last year for Jake Moody?
I don't think so.
Big Dom, fight me. I will not fight back, and I will get you charged with assault and thrown in jail. All right, my official prediction. It was originally 28-24 Chiefs. And then I saw the two-point conversion, and I decided it was going to be yes. So it's 28-25
nice. Chiefs.
28-25 Chiefs. My actual prediction, it's going to be a good game. That's what I hope for. That's all I hope for at this, because I hate both teams. Both teams
yeah,
I hate.
Yeah, you do. That's true. I think it's going to be a one-possession game. I mean, even Mike, with the two-possession game, he has it as the smallest two-possession game that you can have. So, and I believe we all have the over. None of us by much, but we all have the over.
Yeah, over was what, 48.5?
Yep, and we all have the over. We all have the Chiefs covering. So that's your bet of the week, I guess, from Football Absurdity is Chiefs and the over.
All right, Chiefs and the over. So speaking of over, we got to do one more thing before the episode is over, folks. We have to build the fantasy lineup.
The championship.
And we have no defense.
Yeah, we're in trouble because I screwed up. I was trying to keep a defense available and I blew it. So at defense, nobody.
That's right.
All right. Let's go. We'll start with coach. We only have one coach available and it's Big Red.
Let's go. Injury,
baby. All right.
Nuggies.
At quarterback. So we can go Tanner McKee.
Right.
Ian Book. Carson Wentz. Kenny Pickett. Or Jalen Hurts.
Yeah,
I mean Tanner McKee looked pretty good when he played. But yeah, I think I'm gonna have to go with Jalen Hurts on that one.
Kenny Pickett with -0 points somehow. I think he had it. I think because he just had kneel down, so he got like -0.1. So it's not fractional,
right? And it's just Jesus. -0. All right.
For our running backs, we have both Chiefs running backs available. Get on my roster, because other than that, it's Will Shipley, Samaje Perine, Carson Steele, Kari Blasingame, Kenneth Gainwell, and San Francisco 49ers legend.
No.
Tyrion Davis Price.
Really? Ugh. Yeah, I think we go with the Chiefs, guys.
Mike, do you agree? This is very anticlimactic.
Yeah, I think Chiefs guys sound
Mike, because we have the Chiefs guys in the fantasy lineup, I'm changing my prediction, and now the Chiefs running backs will get 3+ touchdowns.
Yeah, let's go.
Same, let's go, baby.
Because it benefits us specifically.
Yeah. That's right.
I'm it lathing this. This is our lathe of heaven. And maybe if we all join together,
we can join hands.
Yes, we can lathe. 3+ touchdowns for the running backs and a monetary gain for ourselves.
That's right. Well, we'll get 3+ touchdowns to the running backs, but we're not specific enough. So it'll be 1 to Carson Steele, 1 to Samaje Perine.
and 1 for Kareem Hunt. Something like that. It's like, oh, sick. Yeah. Go.
Oh, well, we did it, guys. All right. Wide receivers. We're in trouble. Here's the guys with projected points that are available to us.
Yes.
Aeneas Smith, Britton Covey, Paris Campbell, Johnny Wilson, who can?
Go to hell.
Justin Watson, Juju Smith-Schuster, Jahan Dotson, Hollywood Brown, and DeAndre Hopkins.
Wow, that's bad. Well, DeAndre Hopkins hasn't ever played in a Super Bowl before, so I think I'm going to go with sentimental pick and go with him.
Okay.
Because he might score a touchdown.
Okay.
Mike? What are you thinking here?
Yeah. Who was the other Chiefs guy?
Juju.
Hollywood.
Yeah. Hollywood.
Yeah. Hollywood.
So Hollywood and Juju.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think maybe you just go with three Chiefs guys and hope two of them catch a touchdown.
Yeah.
Oh man, this is a very Chiefs heavy lineup here. Oh my God. We've got
2 Chiefs running backs, 3 Chiefs receivers, baby.
And Andy Reid. All right. At tight end. All right, hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All right, at tight end, are we going Grant Calcaterra or Noah Gray?
Oh, I mean, I think you got to go Noah Gray.
Yeah, Gray.
That's not good.
All right. Here is our Super Bowl lineup. Jalen Hurts and four Chiefs.
Wow.
Jalen Hurts, Kareem Hunt, Isaiah Pacheco, Hollywood Brown, DeAndre Hopkins, Juju Smith-Schuster, Noah Gray, Andy Reid, and no DST.
Good thing we're leading.
Yeah. So we have in this one, so last going into the last week of the season, we are chilling at, come on. I hate my fantasy league. You never find anything. We are up by 25 points.
Okay.
24 points. Sorry.
24. Sounds good. Okay. That's pretty good. Yeah.
And this guy has his address in his profile. So if this guy overtakes us, we can go beat him up.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Meet me in Temecula, motherfucker.
Meet me in Worcester, Mass.
Damn. The meeting point might be like my house.
I'm looking at this guy's house right now. I'm gonna come find you, the Jimmy Fund.
Oh my god. Is there any way you can like click on his team and see who he's used in the past weeks?
Probably.
Okay, because I mean I'm not asking you to like do it. Just if you can do it easily, that's fine.
I don't know, because here's the problem. It's my fantasy league.
Right.
So there is a way to do it, but nothing is easy on my fantasy league.
Right, yeah.
You could do everything. Kind of the same way where if you have, like, command line to a computer, you can do anything. But it's almost, like, there's no way. There's no way.
Yeah, no functionality.
All right. So that'll do it. For the 2024-2025 NFL season coverage. Next week, we'll review the Super Bowl. We'll talk about what happened and everything. And then we get into free agency and then we start talking draft, baby.
Yeah, that's true.
Draft. So
I was thinking, should we put Jahan Dotson in the lineup just so we have like
some variety?
All Chiefs.
Why would we do that?
Well, he scored a touchdown in the NFC Championship game.
Who are we taking out?
Either Hopkins or Juju.
All right, let me. Oh God, I gotta go back to my fantasy league. Oh my God, I closed the league. I ceremoniously close all my windows when I start to go into my outro. Just so you, I don't think I've ever told either of you that, but I ceremoniously just have the Skype up.
Oh yeah, I usually do that also.
Yeah. All right. Mike, do you agree? Ditching Juju for
Juju sounds fine. For Jahan, yeah.
All right. So our new lineup, we have
Jalen Hurts and Jahan Dotson, and we got then that... five Chiefs.
Oh shit! I took. Oh man, I almost fucked up real bad. I took out Juju, but I forgot to put in Jahan Dotson. So Walker would be like, "Yes, he scored a touchdown." I'm like, "Okay, so I have some bad news."
No.
All right, perfect. So now we have the superstar lineup of Hollywood Brown, Jahan Dotson, and DeAndre Hopkins. Kareem Hunt, Isaiah Pacheco, Jalen Hurts, Noah Gray. Wide receiver room looking like a dynasty team that was abandoned in 2022.
Oof. Rough.
All right. So now we will be back next week to recap the Super Bowl, recap the season a little bit. We're going to go through every single player in the National Football League, figure out whether we got them right or wrong.
Okay. Sounds good.
Sound good to everybody?
I'll start.
What are we doing?
we're recapping the Super Bowl, baby.
Recap the Super Bowl, and then I have an idea. We can, on-air production meeting, very short.
On-air production meeting.
Parentheses, very short. I have my top 15 way too early PPR projections for 2025. Ooh. And I feel like I can reveal them one by one and have you guys react to them.
Sweet. Number one at wide receiver, BTJ Killer. Number two, Sun God. Number three, Jameson Williams.
I was going to say Ricky Pearsall.
Number four,
Brandon Ayuk. Number five, Josh Downs.
Number six, Cooper Kupp, parentheses, on the Lions.
That's right. Yes, absolutely.
All right. So we'll be back next week. We'll talk about that. So that being the Super Bowl, not Cooper Kupp on the Lions. So
hey, you never know.
For Mike and Walker, this is Jeff. Thanks for listening. Take care and have a good one.
Bye.
Go Chiefs.